Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So I need to know a little bit more about Leslie Jordan's death, because there are some deaths in the news, including driving a car, having an alleged medical emergency and crashing into things, and a British radio host, which we'll talk about later. These are like my worst fears in life.
I do have a lot of death today.
Yes.
For some reason.
Dr. Death.
But there are some reports this morning that we may have a hint as to what happened to Leslie Jordan while he was driving that car on Monday. It crashed into the side of a building. His agent said there was a medical emergency in the car that caused the accident. And that emergency may have been shortness of breath. People who were close to Leslie Jordan told TMZ that for the last 3 weeks he had been experiencing shortness of breath, that he had scheduled an appointment to see a cardiologist next week.
Ugh.
To see if there were any issues with his heart. That frequently would be a reason for unexplained shortness of breath or other health issues. But he was scheduled to see a doctor and never,
that's so sad.
Never got the chance to do that. So the LA medical examiner continuing to investigate the cause of death. They should have an official word on that sometime soon. But still, the reaction pouring out for the love of Leslie Jordan everywhere. I don't think I've ever seen so much a love and affection for a person, you know, following their death as we have now seen for Leslie Jordan.
Yeah. Poor guy.
You want me to continue with death?
Yeah, because I read this story. I got an alert on my phone, and I thought, oh, my God, this is my worst nightmare. And then I said, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the reason why I included this story today, because I had exactly the same reaction.
Yes.
There was a British radio host named Tim Goff, I think is how you say his name, G-O-U-G-H, Jim Goff, I believe. 55 years old. He was doing a morning radio show, much like you're doing right now.
I know.
Wendy, much like we are doing right now. 55 years old, and they believe that he had a heart attack while he was doing his show and died on the air.
Although, from my understanding, there was a song playing, so then the song ended, and then there was dead air, and I mean dead air. Sorry. Is that too soon? I want to know what song it was. Sorry. Come on, compose yourself.
I'm laughing only to shield myself
I know.
From tears.
But really, I felt so sorry for him. Plus, he's younger than I am. And then I just thought, what a terrible thing. From what I read, he was broadcasting at home. It was a remote location. The song ended, and then there was just nobody, no one talking.
Nobody was there.
That is like my worst nightmare. And seriously, why hasn't it happened more often? There are a lot of people on the radio on a everyday basis.
I wonder. I would. It started me thinking. What I like to die on the air. I mean, God knows I've done shows that have been death.
Right.
But you know, if that were to be the case for me, I would wish we were back at Tribune Tower in the window.
Oh yeah.
Because that's the way I would really, I'd like to be hunched over the table.
Well, it wouldn't be for very long because, you know, we have producers that would run in and go, Dean, are you okay?
Yeah, most of my producers wouldn't notice for several hours. Most of my producers are usually busy listening to something else during my show.
Well, it's just very scary, and I'm very sorry that he passed along.
Yes.
You know,
apparently he was a really well-known personality in the UK. He had been on the air for 30 years, very beloved, and people have said he died doing what he loved. So
that would be a way to go, because Dean, people would remember you forever. Not that they'll be quick to forget you, but if it really happened live as you were speaking, like interviewing Shatner live on TV or something. Wouldn't that be so memorable?
Right in the middle of a Mel Gibson interview.
Oh, God.
He says something to me and I keel over.
We could press charges then, because it would be his fault.
Terrible. Very terrible.
All right.
Terrible, Muriel.
I know. We have more coming up with Dean Richards.
One more death story.
Oh, okay. Well, that's coming up next.
I'm dying in your arms tonight.
The Cutting Crew, yep, died in your arms. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We're chatting with Dean Richards. Another death in the news?
Yes, this one of the co-creators of some of the most memorable Christmas classics of all time. Jules Bass was an animator, producer, composer. He, along with his partner, Arthur Rankin Jr., created the stop-motion classics Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, among many, many, many others. He died yesterday in Rye, New York, at the age of 87. Now, they created these specials back in the mid to late 60s and 70s, those three, and they have been tremendously popular every year since then.
Yeah.
But Rankin and Bass also created The Little Drummer Boy, and Here Comes Peter Cottontail, The Thundercats. And I did not know that they created the Jackson 5 TV series. I don't know who I thought did, but...
Oh, I didn't either.
I didn't know it was them, but they were so prolific back in the day. Arthur Rankin preceded him in death back in 2014. And that's our death report for today.
All right. Well, no more. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any more. But the segment's not over yet. Anything could happen.
All right. I wonder how many joints Snoop Dogg smokes in a day. I just happen to be thinking about that.
Now,
Dean, I love you.
I know some of you. Now, I found this out by accident a month or so ago on my Sunday morning show. Our WGN radio listeners are cold stoners. They're like, somehow it came up in conversation and found out that, you know, who would have thought WGN radio listeners love the devil's weed as much as they do?
Not your parents' radio station anymore.
Not your Wally Phillips radio station. But how many of you have your own personal joint roller? Now, that's what Snoop Dogg has. He's got someone whose job it is to just roll joints for him, a professional marijuana cigarette roller. And this joint roller, this professional joint roller of Snoop Dogg, says that Snoop smokes 150 blunts a day.
There's no way.
Who has time for
that?
Yeah,
you don't have time.
That's what this guy says. He has been employed as a full-time joint roller for Snoop since the year 2016.
I'm still looking for a full-time job. Maybe I can find some.
There you go.
I could never roll a joint.
I was never good at it myself either. Allegedly.
Right, so I've been told.
I guess it's legal now. I don't have to pretend like
it. I know. Isn't that a crazy thing that it's
crazy.
Legal?
I still feel guilty when I talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's, Snoop's got all kinds of marijuana enterprises now, but... 150, I don't know how you have time to smoke that many joints a day.
I mean 150 bowls, but not, a whole joint takes more time.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You know more about it than I do.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Apparently.
I'm old. And what are you cooking?
Today, on my Wednesday cooking segment on TV, do you know what ropa vieja is? Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Ropa vieja. Ropa vieja means shredded clothes. It is a Cuban dish, very traditional Cuban dish of shredded beef. That's why they call it old clothes, because the beef is all shredded up.
Like tattered clothing.
You cook it, like crazy until it's just falling apart to the fork. With green peppers and onions and olives, and it's one of the most delicious things. And you cook it, you can cook it in like a Dutch oven or a slow cooker, Instant Pot, one of those things. And it is just one of the best chilly weather dishes you can make. And it's so easy. So I'm going to do that this morning at 9:35 on TV.
Yum. So that's like kind of like a Cuban pot roast, basically.
Yeah basically. Except you cook it. I used a flank steak, but you can use London broil. You can use brisket. You can use lots of different kinds of you know, meat. You don't need an expensive cut of meat. And I cooked it. I did it in a slow cooker for 9 hours. Mm. And, it, you know, when it's all done, you just take a couple of forks and it separates. And it's in there then with these green peppers that were in there, these red bell peppers that were in there. What else did I put in? An onion. It's like one onion, one red pepper, one green pepper, the flank steak, some Spanish olives, you know, with the pimentos.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got a nice little bite to it. And you serve it with rice and black beans. And, man, on a chilly day, rainy day especially, like what we've had.
Yeah.
Couldn't get any better.
You have a nice little bite to you, too.
I don't want to tell you where I keep my Spanish olives, but...
I gotta go. You're going to get me in trouble.
What? So far, nobody else has died during the making of this segment.
Thank God.
I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you, too. See you, Dean.
See you, Wendy. Bye.